And what would they do with the milk as soon as they milked the cows? First thing they did with that?
Oh, first thing we did was bring it in the house and strain it. Mm-hmm.
And
through cloves.
Yeah. And something that you might bake in a deep dish, maybe with apple, out of apples or peaches like that, you might bake an apple.
We baked apples. We just baked apples. We went so much on custards and things like that.
And what about something that we have a crust on,
pie crust?
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am.
Let it brown?
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am. And somebody has a good appetite, you might say he sure likes to put away his...
Well, now it depends on how rough you want to get about that.
Mm-hmm.
We never did have trouble. I wasn't a member of a family who had ravenous appetites.
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am.
Mama used to have... I tell you, eating is habit.
It sure is.
You can get in the habit of eating a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And but poor Bernice, she'd, out at school, she'd eat lunch. And she'd eat. After she'd get through eating her dinner, she'd go back and get a sandwich and eat it. When bread was the last thing she should have eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's pure habit.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a sweet, fine girl.
What would you call something? You're talking about eating something, food taken between meals, you just have a
snack.
Yes, ma'am. And something sweet that you might pour over a pudding, a sweet liquid you might pour over a pudding would be the
sauce.
And let's see. And if you were thirsty, you might go in there to the faucet and get a
drink of water.
And that would come out.
Glass.
And the principal parts of break would be a break.
Cup.
A break. The principal parts of break, the parts of break would be break. In other words, you'd say, today
I break it today, I broke it yesterday, I will have broken it.
Yes, ma'am. And,
are those the right parts?
Yes, ma'am. And could you do the same?
I had good grammar in high school, which was a special course that I took under Mr. And he lived in Montgomery after he left here. And he distributed money for some big Jewish outfit among colored people. I've forgotten what the name of it.
Hmm.
But he had that English grammar class, and I took it because I used to love grammar.
Hmm.
Diagramming sentences and things like that. I just loved it.
Yeah. Could you get to do the same thing for drink?
Drink, drank, would have drunk.
And the same thing for sit?
Sit, sat, and... Sit, sat, and sat.
Mm-hmm. And the same thing for help?
Help, helped, and helped.
Yeah. And let's see, if say if you were had company for dinner and you didn't want people to wait until the food was passed, you might say, don't wait, just go ahead and...
Eat.
Mm-hmm. Or help.
Help yourself.
Mm-hmm. And if you decide not to eat something, you might say, well, I don't.
I'd say, no, thank you. I mean, if I were visiting out.
Mm-hmm. And if food has been cooked and served the second time, you say you had
warmed over food.
Yes, ma'am. And when you eat, you just put the food in your mouth and
begin to chew.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have?
Do some people say begin to masticate?
I haven't. I hope not. let's see. Did you ever have a dish made out of just a cornmeal and? Water, a little salt.
Mm-hmm. No, we didn't. We never did have that, but I've heard of people having it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then you fix it up, hoe cakes, fry it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's these they make these meal balls that they cook in turnip greens,
mm-hmm.
and serve them with the turnip greens. Somebody, did you ask me about that last week?
I sure did.
Uh-huh.
Did you call those corn doctors or just?
I don't know what you'd call them because we never had them at home. And I don't think I've ever eaten them.
My grandmother has them.
I eat plenty, but I mean, you know, I'm kind of picky and ish about it.
Yeah.
But it's good food.